do 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 do. Welcome to Idea Factory Giveaway, the podcast about great ideas you'll never do that someone else can do instead.
I'm John, and this is all my fault.
I'm Besha, and I'm at least partially responsible. How's it going, John?
You know, we're on day... I was going to say that we're on day whatever of our isolation, and I actually could not tell you what day it is of that, because I don't remember when we started.
Yeah. I know that it is 12 for me, because I know that that was the day that I came home from work early, and it was very disorienting, but I only happen to know today is Friday because this was on my calendar, this very podcast recording.
Indeed. And I am, as a person who works from home, I didn't really have any frame of reference. I mean, my wife has a regular ass job. Mm-hmm. She started, actually, here's the problem, is that I don't remember when she started her work from home, per permanent work from home status, mm-hmm. as it were. So this is something that will have to be corroborated later. But you know who else might be able to provide some insight on this?
Oh, no. No, I don't think our guest can, because our guest also works from home.
You know, but she may have other extra senses of which we are unaware.
That's and true. She is a woman of many parts.
It's true. It's true. But let's Person. Welcome Amy back immediately.
Hello, everyone.
Welcome
it is
back.
I. Fellow.
Welcome.
Work from home. And I do have an idea for that, actually, since it's an mm-hmm. idea podcast. I purchased a very large whiteboard. It is on wheels. It is ludicrously big for what I really need it to do. But I had these dreams that I would use it not only for work, but also for games with friends where we played Pictionary. Mm-hmm. But, you know, simpler times.
We don't have friends anymore.
Yeah, no one has friends. So now what I do is every day I write what day it is, Friday, and the date.
Huh.
Uh-huh. So All that right. I can just keep track. They also do that for people who are in the hospital for a long time, so that they yeah. are also not disoriented.
Yeah.
I stole it from there.
I believe they also include things like, what's your pain goal today?
Yes. Yeah, point to your face. Not your face. Don't get anywhere
Which,
near your face.
Are you the smiley face? Are you the
yes.
frowny face?
Is it the one with like, tears? The one, the agony face? Are you a 10?
Oh, boy.
My pain goal is a 4 today.
I honestly couldn't tell you what my pain goal is because I feel like I've become disconnected from my body. Like, I don't... it's at that point, right, where sort of like, am I feeling something that is like the aches that you would get from a virus, or is this just what being in my body
yeah.
is now?
Yeah,
that
is it
I am
just
aging?
Age? Yeah.
Yeah. I adjusting to my chair that I used to work from home in one day a week and occasionally sit in to do sewing, and now I'm doing, you know, 10 hours a day in it. Turns out it was not the flu, muscle aches. They had nothing to do with the flu.
Thankfully.
We should probably let everybody know what is going on in this
yeah,
podcast.
Yeah, what is going on? Because at this point, I'm not sure either.
It's a good question. Here's what it is. I've got a decade's worth of unedited ideas piled up in a single spreadsheet, and now my friends get to poke around in it because there might be something good in there. If you hear one and you agree it's good, take it and run. I just want credit.
I want to know what day it is.
Here's the thing, though, which is that because Amy is a brilliant person, she has also generated ideas of her own. And so we are going to trade, where she's going to pick 3 ideas from her pile, and Besha has received a selection of ideas from Amy's pile. And we're just going to pick and choose and interleave, and it's going to be a free-flowing exchange of notions. And I cannot wait.
It's a beautiful thing.
Indeed. Do we start with a John idea or an Amy idea?
I think that we started with a John idea last time, and I think it is only right that we start with an Amy idea this time.
Oh, boy.
Excellent. Oh, are you ready for this?
Dun, dun, dun,
before you ask, Amy, there's never anything in the notes section.
Never?
That's entirely a joke about John. There's almost never anything in the notes section.
I know.
Especially if it's a weird one.
Yeah.
All right. Amy, idea. Old school, skill school. That is hard to say.
I know.
Some things listed under here. Shoe repair, sewing, classic drinks, cooking, carpentry, outdoorsing, games. Tell us more, Amy.
I'm happy to. I'm glad you asked, Besha. The outdoorsing reference was really one of my favorite bits that you just did. Because I'm looking at the list, friends who can't see the list, and that's not what it says, but I love that that's where she went with it, because that's exactly what I call it too. Outdoorsing. So outdoorsing is one of the many classes you could take at old school skills school, where we have sort of lost touch with the olden days and things that we used to be able to do. You used to go down the street to the local knife sharpener and he would do his job, sharpen knives. But now we're in this disposable society where a lot of things have come and gone, and we just don't, I don't want to say that we don't hang on to the old ways. I'm happy to let the old ways go, to be honest. But what I'd like to keep are some of those talents and skills that people just don't seem to have anymore. So that is where the idea of old school skills school was born. I think that it should be like a college. Maybe some of it's online. Maybe you have to go in for some hands-on crafts. Like, you're really not going to learn carpentry from a YouTube video, but you could at least learn a couple of things, and then maybe they teach you how to use a saw instead of you doing it on your own and losing a thumb. You could have it for a whole day where you go through different things and combine them all into one extravaganza of learning. But that is the concept behind old school skills school. And I really think in this day and age, we need to learn some of the old school skills so that when we're in quarantine and we can't get out, we know how to fix our own shoes.
When society collapses entirely.
Yeah, yeah.
I love this. I especially wish that I knew how to sew, because I would be, I mean, even with a kid in the apartment, I feel like I would still be working on, you know, making myself some ridiculous set of clothes. And, you know, by the time we were all released from quarantine, you would see me in a wardrobe unlike anything you have ever previously known. And I wish fervently that such a thing could be true.
You know, I will tell you that I did take a class to where I learned to use a sewing machine. So I haven't attempted to learn that particular skill on my own. But everything else that I know about sewing has been from the internet or from books.
Very good. You are almost proving my concept.
Yeah, a lot of these resources exist out there and can be taught that way. And honestly, it's probably entirely possible to learn to use a sewing machine without doing it in person. I just happened to do it in person. I will say, however, that it is quite difficult for me so far to get anything productive done during quarantine, because I'm either reading the news or working.
You should stop doing one of those things.
I really should.
Yeah. Yeah. Working's for the birds. Just read the news all day. It's amazing.
I just spend all day staring at this box that sends nightmares directly into my brain.
Oh, wow.
It's great. I don't know why I haven't accomplished anything.
Well, if you enrolled at old school skills school, if we were allowed to leave the house, you could go and you would be forced to learn things, because there would be no distractions. We wouldn't allow it.
That was the nice thing about the olden days, children, was sometimes you would go to a place to learn things and you'd be like, shit, I paid money for this. I'd better do it.
Mm-hmm. It's that level of accountability, to your point, that I think some of us need, where I, too, have had many, many, many work from home days. And I often think, you know what? Instead of just sitting during lunch and staring at YouTube, I am going to practice my French. I would tell you that I don't do that in French, but I don't know how because I haven't practiced my French. So if I had that level of I paid the money, I best go, I feel like that's where the old school skill school comes in. Plus, you get to meet other people, learn from them, experience things. One of the things on the list is old school games, old card games, things where I think, oh my gosh, I would love to play Canasta. Wait, how do you play Canasta? That sort of, it's hard to do by yourself. It's hard to do alone.
Yeah.
So I really feel that I really feel like I'm working on an infomercial for old school skill school right now. But I think it's valid. I think it's exciting. I think bringing back things that we used to know how to do is probably a good idea in our new economy world. If only I knew how to repair shoes, I could turn that into a business if people were allowed to come to me.
I have to confess something, which is that, you know what, I think I would mostly do with my sewing skill is create the formal outfit that Commander Shepard wears in Mass Effect 2.
I knew this was going to go. I knew this. For some reason, I had a feeling.
Yeah.
Because that was, it's a truly banging outfit.
Yeah.
And I would just do that in different colors.
I think that's the hard part for me is that this is a podcast and I have no idea what you're talking about. So I wish that this is a time when we could just pop up a picture. Like if this was a YouTube video, I know this because I watch a lot of YouTube, then the picture could come in like bing, and then we would see what that outfit was and maybe your head would appear on top of it and we could really get a good idea of what that would look like.
I think that that's a pretty noble goal. I'm also supposed to tell you that Ian thinks the best uniforms are, I don't know, something from Picard.
Fascinating.
Can you tell that I am not the Star Trek fan in this relationship? I think it's like the uniforms that are in the earlier time period that's included in Picard, not the like present day one. Are there two timelines? Am I making that up?
No, you might be right.
My entire engagement with this show has been sewing with my back to it and occasionally making snarky comments.
Sounds about right.
I think that either of the uniform choices from the Picard show are equally valid, honestly. What's important is that they are both better than the ones with the padded gray shoulders, and that's all I have to say about that.
Are you sure? Are you sure? There's got to be more. That I think that that's all I have to say about that was really not all you had to say about that.
It would consume many, many more hours.
I know. Oh.
In lieu of that, Amy, what is the first thing in my pile that you found?
Oh, it's funny. Like it's super funny. It's to rank all of the Star Trek show's uniforms or costumes in order of preference, starting with the first year of Star Trek. It's so weird that I would have picked that, and then that was just the segue into it somehow. That's pretty stunning.
Monstrous.
That's not it. Absolutely. That's really not monstrous. It. The idea... really is it's Yo-Yo Mike, and that's spelled MIC, and it's from the product category.
It's a microphone.
I hesitate.
It is yo-yo.
Is there anything in the notes field for that one,
John?
There's never anything in the notes field.
Never.
The only thing I've ever seen in the notes field was a credit to someone else for actually coming up with it.
Fair. Okay. All right. I mean...
Okay, if you'd like, I'm happy to jump in here because I picked it and I had a lot of thoughts about it.
Please.
I know it was your idea, but I'm happy to help you. I thought many things. One, was this a tribute to Yo-Yo Ma? Yo-Yo Mike? Is this as Specia was saying... is this a microphone that is also a yo-yo? And so you can drop it. I'm going to drop the mic. You know, I'm out. Drop the mic. Whoop. Am I, though? And it comes right back into their hand. Is it like
that? No, that's it. That's what it was.
There you go.
That's what it was.
Mm-hmm. I thought so.
That's what it was. Because yes, when you drop a mic, mics are expensive.
They are.
And they are delicate. And so wouldn't it be better if it just became a thing where you make as if to drop the mic, and indeed it does fall from your hand, but before it hits the ground and smashes, it instead jumps back up into your hand, and I don't know, I want that visual, I feel like it'd be amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I do too. That's why I picked it. The yo-yo mic, everyone. It's the most ridiculous thing you didn't think we needed, but we do.
See, this is the thing, is that, like, sometimes I don't remember what the idea is, but sometimes somebody else remembers it for me.
You're welcome.
Somehow. And it's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're all, John, there are no bad ideas in brainstorming. They all have a purpose. It's just some of them are a little bit more ludicrous than others. This is a really funny one. And when I wrote it down, when I was going through the list, that was one of my favorites, because I just imagine viewers, listeners, they're not viewers, Amy, it's a podcast.
Friends
and lovers. I am not very up on popular culture. You don't know me so well, but I'm kind of bad at it. There's things I know, and then there's a vast gulf of things I have no idea about. But I imagined, in thinking of the Yo-Yo Mike, I imagined sort of the rap battles of yore. I don't know if that's still a thing, but the rap battles of yore, where they would just spit some scalding rhymes at somebody, and then they would drop the mic, and then they would pull it back up. Oh, and you thought I was done making fun of you? Mm-mm. And then the mic would come right back. So there was that usage, and I thought, that's really,
yes,
that's amazing. Then the other rapper is, their feelings are hurt, their mom is embarrassed, and they think that the tongue lashing has concluded, but oh no, that's a yo-yo
and another mic thing. Mr. Age of Enlightenment.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yes.
So really, I think that's a really perfect way to use it. But I also thought it just could be really funny, just in general, for people to use.
Yeah.
But the sheer satisfaction of executing that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even just to witness it, right? Perfection.
I agree.
Outstanding. Besha, what is the next thing?
What is the next thing? This is an idea that I love, which is a history app, potentially augmented reality, that allows you to see what was, where you are, in the past.
Motherfucker.
Right.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So when we say that you want credit and you want a cut, actually, for this one, I want both. And I don't want the cut. I want all the money. But I will share secretly behind the scenes. So the idea from this stemmed from a trip that I was on in Berlin, which is a very lovely city filled with history, some of it really depressing. And I found myself wandering around and wishing, while wandering around, that I knew more about its past. Hadn't done a lot of research, didn't really go in armed with the Rick Steves guidebook or anything like that, just sort of jumped in head first to see what I could see. And unfortunately, seeing what I could see meant I didn't really learn anything about it. And I wished the whole time that there was an app that I could download for any specific city, and then I could, in certain points, maybe it would notify me with some sort of ding-dong message, and I could hold up my phone, open the app, hold up the phone, and I could see what was there before, and then I could read about what it looked like then, what it is now, the progression of time. Are those really bullet holes? Yes, they are. That kind of thing. I would be willing to pay a vast sum for this, maybe not a vast sum, a moderate sum for this, because I feel like it would be very educational and eliminates the ridiculous tour guide with the umbrella or the flag on a stick kind of thing. Not to put people out of work, they're very valuable. But sometimes you just want to do your own thing while you're having a glass of wine and you look across the street and think, that building looks old.
Yeah. And if you could hold your phone up and have it ghost a little image over it of what it is thought to have looked like 600 years ago or 1500 years ago, I would extra like that.
Yeah. Wow. You're going way back. I'm like, just give me the last 100.
Well, the last 100 would be amazing. I would love to see historic photos of what I'm looking at.
Wouldn't it be amazing? Or it could also, even if it didn't have that, it could just put up notes. This building was built in, its original purpose was, if you notice the roof, it was built like that because, you know, fun facts.
I love that. I also want there to be a gesture control that's like a dial that allows you to sort of like turn back like the exact number of years you want. Sort of like, what was it like? Yeah, 30, you know, 90, 300, you know, if, like, what was it like 1,000 years ago? Maybe there was nothing there. Maybe it just shows you a serene hillside.
Which is a tree.
Some sheep.
A beautiful sheep. Yeah.
In any case, this is a lovely idea. Mm-hmm. And I think that it would probably take a combination historical society and a museum and probably some kind of...
Some AR dweebs.
Yeah, AR dweebs would need to be
seriously involved. I want to walk through a castle and see what it looked like in olden times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
not just by looking at a little model.
No, yeah, I want that overlay for sure.
Mostly because then I don't have to crowd around the model with all of the children.
Well, we're not allowed to be within 10 feet of anyone, so that's a ridiculous notion. Don't do that.
Truth.
So, see?
Truth.
Even more timely, this idea.
It's brilliant. It's brilliant on every level, and somebody should do it.
I agree.
And give Amy all the money.
Who do we know in developer land, or dweebs, what dweebs do we know that can make this happen? Everyone, get out your email lists.
I know somebody. I know several somebodies, actually.
This could be monetized in massive amounts of ways.
I know that Dustin, who is an early podcast guest, in fact, works in that kind of cool AR stuff. Not on the historical tourism end of things, but...
Dustin, give me a call.
Mm-hmm. We're getting things done on this show.
We really are. We are. Ticking boxes. Yo-yo miking. We out. No, we're not. It's time for another idea.
I love it. What's the next idea?
The next idea... Ugh! It's so hard to pick sometimes.
You flatter me.
I do.
But I'll take it.
You should. Okay, in these troubled times, I don't know that this is the best idea. I also bring it up because of a certain bias. So your idea was citywide it pranks. This comes from the nonsense category. And yes, there is a note in this one. Dun, dun, dun. Pranks with clowns hiding in sewers.
No. No. Nope. Mm-hmm.
That's the thing that you wrote down. And you wrote down that it was citywide.
Yes.
Which means there's multiple people in sewers dressed as clowns. And I just wanted to get maybe some more logistical thoughts on that.
I
like Besha, agree. This is a hard pass from me, dog.
I don't know why it needed to be citywide.
Yeah.
I really don't.
Citywide. I mean.
I just, in that sense where it's sort of like there's no escape from it.
Yeah.
Or something.
In a smaller market, I find it maybe could be more feasible, but.
Where, you know, maybe like it just becomes known, you know, where it's sort of like, oh, I guess San Francisco is just that is just a city where there's clowns in the sewer playing harmless tricks on people.
I think that's actually true, honestly.
Yeah, to a certain extent, almost certainly. But these would be somehow coordinated in a, I don't really know, where it's sort of like there's maybe a a pool of maybe like somewhere between 6 to 12 tricks that are universally agreed upon by all of the sewer clowns to pull on people, and you know they're just I don't know where this idea came from. I don't know why it appeared, and I needed to honor it.
No.
That's all she's going to say.
Nope.
That's it. This whole time, that's all she's going to say. She's going to disagree.
Nope.
And I agree with your disagree. I also hope that the title of... Well, I don't actually, because I never want to see these two words put together again. Sewer clowns. Sewer clowns. You said that. You said that out loud. That's terrifying on so many levels.
You did.
It's true. I did. Yes. That's fair. I accept responsibility.
I mean, people are still afraid of things coming through the toilet to get them, to grab their little bits and bobs while they're sitting there. And what if that was a clown hand? Oh.
Stop.
See? As if we don't have enough to worry about.
Oh, God. No.
No. That's fair.
No.
We can move on.
I think I'm really scared. I'm sorry, Besha. Besha, pick one of mine.
Oh, all right. I suppose I pick.
She's back, everyone.
Where to go app for travel.
Oh, well, this also three.
Back in the olden days when we used to travel, you mean?
Right. Yes. In the days of yore, back when knighthood was in flower and we had a real president. Okay, so the Where to Go app for travel, similar to what we just discussed about AR and history, this would be helpful in that, you know, Yelp exists. I get it. Mm-hmm. Yelp exists. It's in the world. But a lot of times I disagree with those people and I think that they're doing it wrong. So what I would like is that you have an app. It's location-based, so you'd have to turn on your location finding
bits, services,
whatever that is,
thingies,
whirly gigs, and then it would tell you, you could type in looking for whatever you're looking for. You could type it in and it would tell you where to go and it would tell you exactly how to get there. So it would sort of, I feel like this already kind of exists in a way through Google Maps. Shout out to the Googs. What up, dogs? I think it already sort of exists that way, but I feel like this could be more tailored to you. Like you could go in and do things, or you could tell it that you wanted to be in a specific neighborhood after it already had your preferences, and it could tailor a map for you, where if you just had a day to kill in Paris, it would tell you, okay, good morning. First, get up and go to the tube station. Well, it's the metro station. Go to the metro station here and then take it three stops to this place. And when you come out, you'll see this building. So this idea came from a set of cards that exists. And it's called City Walks or something like that. And they're larger cards that you can take out of a deck. And on the back, on the front, it has a map. And on the back, it has sort of a bit of history. You walk past this building where this thing happened. It has places to stop for a drink or for lunch. And it tells you all kinds of different notable bits as you're strolling this path, so that you're not just sort of wandering around aimlessly. But I don't like that it's a card, because you still look like a tourist carrying a card. No one knows what it is, because it's a card. It's not a giant map. But I think it could be streamlined and made a little bit more tailored to what you like, rather than just a very broad swath of humanity, which may or may not exist in a few weeks. But to me, this might be completely moot. That's the idea, that it's really much more about you and what you like. Mm-hmm. And it will take you to the French restaurant where they have pink wine, and you can sit there and have long chats with waiters, and no one will judge you. That may or may not be one of the things that I like.
I like this. I would also appreciate having, you know, it is specifically tailored to my complete lack of interest in bars that have televisions in them. There used to be these things called bars where we went to drink alcohol in groups.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sorry, everyone.
And my desire to walk down quiet, leafy streets. Mm-hmm. And, you know, back in the day, also, when people gathered in groups, Google Maps would tell you how crowded a place was, basically based on how many people had the app open in that place. If the app could tell you, like, if the app could be updated in real time to be like, we're going to skip that cafe because you don't like crowds.
Yeah, give that
go another block to this cafe. Oh, I would love that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
It's your helpful traveling friend.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it seems technically feasible. The only problem, if it's even a problem, is that you need to let the little demon that lives inside your phone know everything about you.
Well, yes, there's that.
Yeah.
But if you're okay with that, if you're friends with the little demon, then it's fine.
I'd like to remind you that the last idea we covered was you thinking it was really a great idea to put clowns in sewers, so...
Yeah, John.
It just makes me feel like the demon inside my phone is, yeah, trustworthy.
I would, yeah. Yeah. I'm a all VPN, all the time, use Google products as little as possible, don't buy anything from Amazon, but clowns.
In sewers.
I can only say that past John thought it was something that he had to write down. And the present John understands that mistakes were made.
Yeah, John, I have a great idea, which is citywide giant spider pranks.
Oh, God. Why? Why?
How's that, John? Sorry, Amy.
It's fine.
You just carry the sorry stick everywhere.
Oh, it's like a twofer, clowns and spiders?
Sorry.
I think I'm the one that's paying the price.
I'm sorry.
It's all right.
I also am paying it. It's fine. I deserve
Regrets
it.
Are had.
I deserve it. I'll take that one.
It's just you now, Besha. Carry on.
No, the clowns got me.
Oh, yeah, shoot. Okay, we're all moot now. None of us will use this Where to Go app, but Dustin, if you're out there listening, make that one too for the people that survived.
And for those people also, we should probably elucidate the final idea.
Oh, yes.
Oh, okay, well, let's make it fun, right? Let's make it fun. Corgi Cruise Heist. It's in the story category, and it's Corgi Cruise Heist.
What?
Yeah. Then there's a siren, and there's a siren sound, and there's just those cute little corgi butts running down a hallway.
They're little buns.
Mm-hmm.
Scampering away.
Here they go.
So are the corgis on a cruise?
Yeah, John. Help us out here.
This is the problem that I'm having, which is that I don't understand the first two words in proximity to each other.
Yeah.
Is a corgi cruise a thing that exists?
Probably.
Or did I make it up in my head for the purposes of this movie? So it's such a, like it's okay. So there are cruises for many many types of things, many themes.
Oh yeah,
you know?
Yeah. There was a corgi cruise. Sorry.
There was.
Yeah. I vaguely remember this happening. Like, yeah, it was in 2013. It was literally a cruise full of corgis. I think it was probably like a harbor cruise. And, yeah, they're all wearing little outfits.
Little sailor costumes?
Yep.
Adorable.
Yeah. It was a memorial Memorial Day. And yeah, I think it was just like a little harbor cruise full of corgis and little outfits.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The question that I now have becomes, what is the heist element?
Exactly.
Is there something extremely valuable that you need to employ corgis to steal? Or is it that there's somebody there who wants to steal all of the corgis themselves?
A particularly rare corgi.
Or just all the corgis.
Well, yeah. Okay.
the heist revolves around a team of people who want a corgi. And so they decide to descend upon the corgi cruise, and they pick one to steal that they think nobody else will notice is missing. And it just becomes a movie that follows them trying to sneak it off the boat.
Exhilarating.
Or is it a team of people who decide to simply steal all of the corgis from the cruise?
Yeah. Or is it the corgis themselves using the cruise as a cover for stealing a boat? No.
I think you have just flipped it on its head, and I love it.
I don't know if the corgis really need to steal a boat, though. That's a little...
Yeah.
I mean, what are they going to do with a boat?
They would have to make a corgi stack in order to steer.
Yeah.
Oh, five corgis in a sailor's uniform. All stacked on top of each other.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Corgi tower.
And a jacket with braid on it and little epaulettes. Yep.
Heck yes.
Based on that image alone, that is now the canonical version of the story.
Okay. Brilliant. I love it.
I would like a screenplay draft on my desk by no later than Tuesday.
We can do it.
Whoever's out there, I'm just saying. Let's make this happen.
Besha and I aren't. No one's going anywhere. So
wait a second. Which one of us has a degree in two kinds of English?
Ooh. Yeah, talk about flipping the script.
In my case, literally. I just, I'm too busy trying to. learn enough sewing to recreate the Mass Effect formal outfit. So I'm going to need listeners to just kind of like to be our scribing hands on this one.
Crowdsourced Corgi Cruise Heist script.
It's the logical endpoint of this podcast.
It is.
I really want a t-shirt that says that. Imagine the questions. Oof. So many.
I love.
I often feel that we're leaving here with more questions than we answer.
Than answers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's true.
You and me both. Do.
It is now time for one of us to give a terrible recommendation or showcase an idea from our guest. Since we have been showcasing so many ideas, I mean, is there an idea, Amy, that we did not get to that you would like to bring to our attention?
Question.
There's so many. I just have so many. Well, one that we didn't talk about, and we can talk about very, very briefly. Mm-hmm. And I want it because when we're allowed to get back into planes and travel again, I want this free trip. So mm-hmm. when you travel abroad, sometimes you have to listen to announcements in airports, and they are in the worst English. Now, this is not a criticism. I don't speak most languages. In fact, I think we've already covered the fact that I took French for many years and still have no idea how to put a sentence together. I'm just a hot mess. So, no judgment. In fact, I want to help. I want to come to your country and I want to record your airport, your taxi, whatever. I want to record those announcements and you can use them for free. I just want an all expense paid trip to the destination.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry this isn't a video podcast because you would just be looking at my face with mouth agape in wonderment. That's a fucking brilliant idea.
I know.
Because
also, while
you
I'm
would
there,
kill it.
I would totally kill it. And while I'm there, I would also proof all of the things that go on the back of the door in your hotel room because oftentimes those are very, 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 very wrong.
Yeah.
Could we, I mean, would it be presumptuous to ask for a sample, like, gate announcement or perhaps, a delay or a shift change, maybe?
A shift change.
Or what, that you might record for an airport or some other travel-based location?
Well, I haven't been rehearsing, but I guess I could try to put something together. I vaguely remember what airports are at this stage since I haven't been in one in 12 days. But I'd imagine that it would go a little something like this. Ladies and gentlemen, Flight 212 to New York is now departing at Gate C7. Flight 212 to New York, which also happens to be their area code, is departing from Gate C7. You're welcome, Dominican Republic. You're welcome.
That's eerie.
If you see something, say something.
Oh, yes. That's a good one.
I don't know if they use that outside the U.S. Maybe in the U.K.
The parking lane is used for loading and unloading only.
Vehicles parked in the lane will be towed.
Mm-hmm. But I would do it. I would do it for you. For a free trip.
Yeah.
And not a free trip to stay with, like, your auntie. Like, a real trip. Like, I'm not coming to stay at the airport administrator's basement room.
Aunties.
That's creepy. I'm a real hotel room with a real bathtub, with a real view, real whatever. And most, let's be honest, most countries have this. They've really stepped up their game. But there's certain countries, certain beachy countries, where they're just, that's not their priority, and I completely understand, which is why I'm happy to do it for you.
Yep.
This sounds like a very white lady thing to say, but I just want a free trip, y'all. Seriously, that's all I want.
This shuttle's next stop is parking garage A.
See?
Please set all luggage brakes to on.
Yep. We could all go. We could all do this. We just need a villa by the sea in Belize.
You've tapped into a secret reservoir of talent.
It's ridiculous. It's a terrible idea. It's very, I don't know. It's very egotistical of me. But again, I think it's really more selfish. I just want the free trip.
I think it's legit.
Disagree. You have demonstrated legit skill in this area.
Yeah.
And I think that it is worth somebody taking you up on it.
Thank you, everyone.
Outstanding. We should perhaps let everybody know where we can be found on the internet. For me, this is super easy. I'm on Twitter and Instagram, and I've got a newsletter you really don't want to miss. You can find links to all that stuff at flavor.country. Go there now.
You can find me on Twitter as Besha.
And you can find me nowhere, but I did start a newsletter called Together Alone, and you can find it at togetheralone.substack.com.
If you haven't already, go ahead and give this show a 5-thingy rating in whatever podcatcher you're using to listen to it. And if you feel like being extra amazing, leave us a nice review. It would help us out a lot. If you've done that already, tell a friend about us the next time someone asks you what you've been listening to.
Thanks for listening, and remember, if you've heard an idea you like, go ahead and do it. I just want credit.
I want a cut.
I just want a free trip.
Do 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 do.